JC Corcoran Podcast.
We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time.
Got a very close friend of mine here tonight. He's the number one DJ in St. Louis. Ladies and gentlemen, JC Corcoran. Come down here, JC.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
I'm here with Pat Sajak. What you want?
Yeah, Pat, when are you going to take Van in the back seat?
There seems to be a theme developing here.
I like to talk. I tell you right out, I'm a man who likes talking to a man who likes to talk.
Do you realize that you have inadvertently given me the nickname Bobo?
Other than JC, the kindest thing I've ever heard anyone call you.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it?
JC recently threw out the first pick.
25 years in St. Louis.
25 years.
Keep on doing those opening day shows.
P.S. The Mets are pond scum.
How about that sign up there? JC says the Mets are pond scum.
And some 50,000 reacting.
But why pond scum?
Thank God you came along when you did, because it took Casey to a different level.
Hi, Paul. We've heard stories about how the Beatles really looked up to Elvis Presley.
Yeah, I was in love with Elvis.
J.C. Corcoran, high above the Riverport Amphitheater on opening night.
J.C. Corcoran is no longer employed at KMOX.
You're sitting next to J.C., rock disc jockey, St. Louis, Missouri, and I think he thinks you're way off base.
We are currently sitting in the basement of Mike Bush.
The words we've been longing for. Here we are with Madonna. You must have people lining up 24 hours a day to kind of kiss your ass.
No.
And here we are with Oprah.
Oh, for sure, JC.
Another pitch from Corcoran to Hundley. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Good morning, St. Louis. Good afternoon, Moscow time.
At the American Express Desk, same with McDonald's.
We are ready whenever you are.
Doesn't it look like I'm ready? I am always ready.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Surprised you never listen, Joe. Two or three other talk shows around, but for my money, he's the best.
Why, does he get results?
Well, no, he doesn't do anything except talk.
Get off, Brian. Just get off.
Brian, I need the phone.
Get off.
Brian,
get off.
Come on, I got to
get off, Dan.
Bob Costas. JC has a fine program, and he really has become a very good radio man.
Now, therefore, I, Francis G. Slay, do hereby proclaim May 15th as JC Corcoran Day in the city of St. Louis.
May I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
Get off it.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
It is the 27th of August, 2021 here at jcontheline.com, but maybe for you, it's a different day. Maybe it's Saturday or Sunday, because we do archive all of our podcasts, and a lot of people don't have a chance to listen during the week, so they binge them on the weekends, and if that's you, hi there, binger. Okay, so you've heard me talk about this, the fact that Mike Shannon is 82 years old, and, you know, people are saying, well, I listened to the game on radio, and it sounds like he's barely got a shot of making it out of the inning, let alone the remainder of the season when he's then going to retire. And it is also a shame that Mike Shannon, who has had this wonderful career of just walking around being Mike Shannon in St. Louis, in addition to doing the Cardinal games, he's been a good ambassador for the city of St. Louis. You know, had a couple of damn good restaurants, by the way. Great memorabilia in those restaurants. Even the Mike Laga foul ball that was hit out of the ballpark and ended up in the grass next to the restaurant was taken and put into there. And I missed that stuff. But Mike Shannon, who's going to retire at the end of the year, made the national news overnight and also made pretty much every social media platform because of this.
Now is your chance to come digital with the keepsakes and memorable experiences from St. Louis Cardinals. You can bid now on one-on-one at Busch Stadium NFT. What's NFT mean? Jim's going to tell us what the MFTs mean when he researches it. Here's a pitch outside and high, and it's 2-1 now on Sosa. What's an NFT? Well, it's got to be somewhere. I'll ask Mike. Mike Claiborne, what's an NFT? What's an NFT? Says right there, NFT, Michael. We're going to find out. We have to turn this place upside down. We'll find out what an NFT is.
By the way, can I point out here that there's a baseball game going on? It was an actual game being played, and we haven't heard any reference to what's happening on the field in quite some time. Anyhow, back to the recording.
No friggin' touchdowns. No. No friggin' tonsils. You can have that. I got my tonsils taken out. John, did you get your tonsils taken out when you were a kid?
Long time ago.
Yeah. And they promised you ice cream and cake and all that stuff. And then they knew you couldn't eat. Someone said, ice cream now? No, thanks.
Ice cream and cake. Cake had nothing to do with tonsils. Oh, my God. Oh. And like I said, people are standing around going, oh, Jesus, really sound that good. Well, has he ever? Has he ever made any sense?
These are some of the things that he's actually said.
Oh, really?
On the air.
I love Mike Shannon.
About what made Whitey Herzog such an exceptional manager. The key thing is he has a photogenic mind. On the Cubs-Cardinals rivalry, it doesn't matter if they're home or away or vice versa. After hearing Jose Oquendo's family was settling into St. Louis, he's going to make his winter home here year-round. On a batter being called out on strikes, he knew he was out when he heard that right hand go up. Following a line out to first base, the Giants just got a taste of the medicine they've been enjoying all day. On a 1-0 lead at Wrigley Field, one run in this ballpark is like a grain of salt in the Sahara Desert. Once he said, it was raining so hard I thought it was going to stop. And finally, you can't argue with the weather.
One time I heard him say, all right, let's review the sequence of events in no particular order.
Hewlett was telling me that he was talking about Jordan and Langford, and he said, these guys are a one-man wrecking crew. And then he paused for a minute and said, together.
Yeah, the best one I remember was from when they were in New York. It was a full moon, and Mike Shannon said, boy, I wish you folks in St. Louis could see this. We can, Mike.
All the goofy stuff going on, not only in St. Louis, but also the state of Missouri. You ever get the idea that people around the country, around the rest of the world, see and hear all of these stories about St. Louis and wonder what the fuck is going on in that place? Oh, man. All right, we're going to have a major hurricane. Sure looks like it. Looks like it's going to go to Louisiana as a 3, briefly. That's over 100 miles an hour. They don't need that down there. You know, as I think about that, that's true, too. I was in the conversation the other day with my 11-year-old daughter about Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, and how he ended up becoming Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's. You know, the McDonald brothers, two guys in Southern California, had a standalone hamburger place, you know, drive-in, just like the way a McDonald's is now, except we all know that now because we're all used to it. But back in the 1950s, the idea of just like driving in to a hamburger place, that was still just sort of getting started. And Ray Kroc was living in Chicago, and he was in the milkshake machine business. And I'm sure almost everybody knows this story, but it's just fun to reminisce a little bit. And he's sitting there in Chicago, and they keep buying these milkshake machines like crazy. And he's sitting there going, what? You got one restaurant, and you need all of these milkshake machines? And his curiosity got the best of him. And so he flew out to Southern California. He's like, I got to see this. What sort of place would need this many machines? And of course, he arrives in Southern California. There's the McDonald brothers. And there's this crazy place where there's hundreds of people packed up all the time. And he's like, okay, I'm buying you. And the rest sort of is history. And along with that same idea about what are they thinking about us in the rest of the world. You know, all of those factory workers in China and Indonesia and places like that, they're sitting there making dildos and $6,000 sex dolls all day. And they've got to be thinking to themselves, what is going on the other side of the world? And now somebody comes into some industrial town in the middle of China and says, okay, we got a new order, guys. It's a toy replica of Jeff Bezos' new Shepard rocket. it actually flies. And when you look at it, the phallic jokes are unavoidable. One person said, quote, my sister has one of them in her drawer, end quote. We're going to have our first same-sex couple on Dancing with the Stars. September 20th is when you can look for that. Demi Lovato, and this poor kid is, I don't even think she's 30 yet, and she's already been through the ringer with all sorts of body issues and substance abuse issues and stuff like that. She is what they are referring to now as California sober. California sober, which means that pot is not off the table. She's like, when I said I was giving up everything fun, I didn't mean everything fun. If you're looking for something to watch on TV, HBO tonight, The Shop, LeBron James, Jason Sudeikis, formerly of Saturday Night Live, Keegan-Michael Key is one of the funniest people on earth, a couple other people, The Shop on HBO starting tonight at 8 o'clock. Back on the Record with Bob Costas, pre-recorded interview with Peyton Manning, plus he talks in studio with tennis legends Billie Jean King and John McEnroe. I will say that you will have a hard time finding anybody who's a bigger supporter of Bob Costas than me, but for the first time ever, I thought that the debut of this new Bob Costas show was sort of lame. I don't sort of understand what's going on here, but maybe they'll work on it a little bit. All right, we've got preseason football, Cincinnati hosting Miami. That is Sunday afternoon at 3, and then you got a doubleheader there at night. You got Atlanta hosting the Cleveland Browns in preseason stuff. The regular season of the NFL begins on September 9th. R. Kelly's trial continues in Chicago. The former manager says he was docked a week's pay because he hired a male tour guide for him at Disney World. Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana. The trailer for Spencer is out on the internet if you want to punch around and look for it. For some reason, Steve Harvey getting his own courtroom show where he will preside over real disputes. Kiss had to cancel a show in Pittsburgh because Paul Stanley has COVID. He was vaccinated, though he says he feels fine. For you ABBA fans, they're going to be making some sort of an announcement next Thursday. Could be new music, could be a tour, could be like one of those hologram tours, who knows. Elton John's birthday was recently celebrated via Ed Sheeran, who presented Elton with a giant marble penis. They have a unique relationship. And the Beatles releasing a 57-track special edition of Let It Be. That's going to be soon, just in time for Christmas. The ideal stocking stuffer if you want to break the hook that holds the stocking over the fireplace. 57 tracks. Yikes. 66 years ago today, 1955, first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records was published. I used to work with a guy in Buffalo who's in that book. He couldn't get anybody to listen to his lame radio show, so he went that route. Sad to say it worked. Then again, it is Buffalo, New York. Speaking of the Beatles, and we were just a moment ago, they hung out with Elvis for 3 hours in Elvis's Beverly Hills mansion on this date in 1965, 56 years ago today.
Hi, Paul. J.C. Corcoran, KMOV, CBS in St. Louis. We've heard stories about how the Beatles really looked up to Elvis Presley, particularly in the early days. And since we're all here in the city that Elvis sort of adopted as a second home, could you talk a little bit about what Elvis meant to you and the rest of the Beatles?
Yeah, I was in love with Elvis. He was a marvelous man. When I first saw his picture, I was blown away by his good looks. And when I first heard his first record, I was even more blown away by his voice. I think he was one of the great voices of the century.
What was the first song you heard him do?
Of Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel. And when we finally met him with the Beatles in Los Angeles, we had just an evening with Elvis, you know, and he was brilliant. He was just a real great guy. And I think it was before he took up residence here. So perhaps he was a little more, straight. Anyway, we had a great evening with him. And he wanted to learn bass. So I sort of gave him a few clues and stuff. But he was just a great guy. You know, he seemed like a regular fella. And as I say, we were just all in love with him anyway. So it was a great evening.
So that was 65, and exactly 2 years later, Brian Epstein, the manager of the Beatles, found dead in his London flat from an overdose of sleeping pills. Stevie Ray Vaughan and members of Eric Clapton's entourage killed in that helicopter crash in East Troy, Wisconsin, on this date 31 years ago, 1990. We were on the air on the classic rock station 93.7 KSD at the time, and I have a friend by the name of Marilyn Mee who's been on the radio in Wisconsin up there in the Milwaukee area for decades and decades. Well, I was on the station in 1980, and she had already been there for a couple of years there, and I think she just recently lost her job. But she was on the air that morning, and I called her, and I was like, it's JC. I know I haven't talked to you in a long time, but what do you know about this whole thing? Because originally, you may recall that it was believed that Eric Clapton was on that helicopter, and that he had been killed. And then it was like, no, that's not what we're hearing. And so a lot of news operations had the story wrong. We had it right because we were getting it from people who were right up there. And people will also forget that what happened was these guys were flying via helicopter from the Milwaukee concert venue to Chicago, and they were going to land at Meigs Field, which is this little airstrip. It's actually out on the water, just a little bit east of the Chicago Loop, and that's where they were going. They never made it. And of course, then we heard that it was Stevie Ray Vaughan who was actually on the helicopter. Let's do some birthdays. People who are still around: Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, 42 today. Cesar Millan, the Dog Whisperer, 52. Alex Lifeson from Rush, 68, or what's left of Rush. Pee Wee Herman, a.k.a. Paul Rubens, 69. Barbara Bach, Ringo's wife, 74. Birthdays on Saturday: Quvajane Wallace from Blackish, and also she was in the Black Annie. She's 18 today. Armie Hammer, boy, oh boy, where do you start with this guy? 35. Jack Black, 52. Jason Priestley, 52. Shania Twain, 56. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies, 60. Daniel Stern from City Slickers, Home Alone, The Wonder Years, 64. David Soul, that would be one half of Starsky and Hutch, 78. On Sunday, Lea Michele, who apparently was so hated on the set of Glee, people were like, I don't know, cancel the show. I'd be out of a job, but at least I don't have to see her. Lea Michele, 35 today. Carla Gugino, for my money, one of the great female creations, is 50 today, from Spy Kids and Sin City. Rebecca De Mornay, remember her from Risky Business and The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, 62. Elliot Gould, 83. I don't know if you saw this or not. Somebody secretly shot a video of Rudy Giuliani shaving in an airport dining area. Look, I know that's really boorish behavior, but anything that keeps his hands out of his pants in public is a good thing. St. Louis metropolitan population area grows at just 1.2% over the last decade, 1.2%, and has now dropped out of the top 20 metropolitan areas in the country. Nice job, everybody. The Census Bureau releasing numbers the other day. The region's core continued to hollow out, stagnate, whatever you want to call it. St. Louis lost 6% of its residents. St. Louis County gained 0.5%. St. Clair County, home to Belleville, of course, lost 5%. Still, the city population of St. Louis held above 300,000, which came as a relief to the leaders in St. Louis, who continue to hope for the city to one day reverse a population slide that has continued unabated since 1950. They're all going to need hand surgery. They've had their fingers crossed so long. Well, let me tell you something. When your fingers are crossed, your hands can't really do much, and nobody has been doing anything to reverse this whole thing. Don't tell that to Sam Page, though. County executive, quote, St. Louis County headed in the right direction. I believe that direction is northwest, in the direction of St. Charles County. Good morning, everybody. On NPR, Friday is Science Friday. Around here, it is science news. Researchers in Sweden think they have found the nerves in our brain that make us want to binge drink. They hope it'll lead to new treatments for people who overindulge. Oh, mind your own business. We're having a good time. A study found foods claiming to include wild mushrooms rarely do. They usually have cultivated mushrooms instead, but at least one pack of dried mushrooms they tested did have wild mushrooms, the poisonous kind. They checked the online reviews, and a lot of people complained they got seriously ill after eating them, which makes sense. The study did not name the brand, though. In animal news, a giant turtle, or tortoise, if you prefer, ate a small bird. Scientists were very surprised because they're usually vegetarians. A study in Australia found venomous sea snakes that attacked scuba divers might just be trying to mate with them. And a hummingbird study found females that look like male hummingbirds don't get harassed as much. There's a Me Too movement going on in the hummingbird world. In COVID news, people with the Delta variant can have a viral load 300 times higher than the original strain. A study found that you're most contagious 2 days before and 3 days after you develop symptoms, and Dutch researchers found vaccinated people who get the virus are less contagious than people who aren't vaccinated. And fossils from an ancient whale with legs were found in Egypt. A whale with legs? Isn't that comedian Louis Anderson? Whales actually evolved from four-legged animals that lived on land 50 million years ago. Eventually, they saw themselves in a mirror and said, man, we look terrible. Let's go back in the water. These people will only see us when we expose our blowhole. This is a great trivia question that nobody would ever get. They'd never get this right. You know, John Cazale, this was the true love of Meryl Streep back in the day. They did the movie The Deer Hunter together, and John Cazale, you probably remember best as Fredo Corleone, only appeared in five movies from when his career started in 1967 until he died at age 42 in 1978. He made The Godfather, The Conversation, The Godfather Part II, Dog Day Afternoon, and The Deer Hunter, all five films nominated for the Oscar for Best Picture. And I don't believe anybody else has a stat like that. And as I said, he was the true love of Meryl Streep. And then, like I said, he died in 1978. How long do you think the typical $1 bill survives out there? According to the Federal Reserve, each buck lasts about 6.5 years. The $100 bill has an average lifespan of 22.9 years. 51% of people say outdoor barbecues are an ideal venue for socializing with family and friends in the summer, and 72% said they have created lasting memories around a grill. The grill was more popular than hanging out at a restaurant, sitting around a dining room table, being in a park, or even socializing on vacation. A new survey found that 59% of people think employers should cover some sort of air conditioning for employees who are working from home through the summer. 61% of people say workers are entitled to the same working conditions as they have when they're in the office, and 48% said they'd be willing to contribute to the cost of running the AC so the employer wouldn't have to foot the entire bill. Good luck waiting for a resolution on that one. Women always say, I like a confident man. If the guy doesn't come off as confident, it ain't happening. Well, it turns out that women have an air of confidence themselves when they hit the age of 32. But even after that, confidence goes up in general. The top reasons women feel more confident as they get older, they care less about what other people think, and they feel more settled down in life. And guys think in their own minds, oh yeah, I do most of the chores around the house. 35%, in fact. The only problem is 72% of women say they're the ones that actually handle most of the chores. 3 out of 5 people say they have specific chores they're responsible for. Women do most of the cooking, dusting, and vacuuming. Men are more likely to mow the lawn, deal with clogged drains, and change light bulbs. Yeah, we do all the hard stuff. This one I did not see coming. A mother of 4 in Dallas quit her full-time job because she's making about $1,000 a week dumpster diving. She mostly looks for merchandise that was tossed from stores, and then she resells it. You're buying something off eBay or something, not knowing that this woman got this stuff out of the trash. She mostly targets commercial trash like the dumpsters behind stores like Victoria's Secret, Bed Bath & Beyond, Party City, and Ulta. They sometimes toss new or returned merchandise that they can't sell for whatever reason. Dumpster diving, not technically illegal, but a lot of dumpsters are on private property, and if there's a no trespassing sign, the store could come after you and you could be fined. That said, it's unlikely anybody's going to care as long as you're not damaging anything. You don't make a mess, but it will make you think twice about buying something from somebody online, especially if she lives in the Dallas area. You've been warned. 61-year-old guy in Michigan has been playing the same lotto numbers for 30 years, finally hit it big with an $18 million haul. He says he almost switched to new numbers a while back, but decided to stick with the normal ones. The whole thing paid off. Just for the record, those numbers were 3, 5, 10, 20, 28, and 31. Tomorrow, National Red Wine Day. And a recent survey said 12% of Americans say they've finished an entire bottle of wine by themselves. 12%! Liars. And a grandmother and her granddaughter are okay after their car was clipped by a plane making an emergency landing on a freeway in California on Tuesday. The grandmother thought they'd been hit by a semi, but then she saw the wing of a plane in her back seat. And dummy of the week goes to the city of Naples, Florida. Very, very beautiful community. Been there many times. Naples, Florida filed a lawsuit over some crumbling seawalls. We are going to make them pay for this. We're going to make them pay for this. We're going to get this fixed. And as somebody was leafing through the pages of the lawsuit, they determined that the seawalls were owned by the city of Naples. Can't win them all. And I think I may have mentioned this in the celebrity birthday. Shania Twain turns 56 tomorrow. She's known for that song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Caitlyn Jenner said, hey, that's my fucking line. And coming up on Sunday, it's the anniversary of the grand opening of Union Station back in 1986. We were heavily involved in that whole thing. And in fact, did the christening with Bob Denver, Gilligan, who they flew in, and also the international queen of polka, Vlasta Kursik. Everybody on your feet. It's polka time.
Come on, folks, and hear me out. What I have to say, it's all about your host, Johnny Carson is his name. He's on each evening entertaining you. Yes, on tonight's show, he made in polka too. Johnny, Johnny, come on, dance with me. I'll teach you the polka. It's lots of fun, you'll see. Johnny, oh Johnny, it's just 1, 2, 3. Do the polka with me. Johnny, Johnny, come on, dance with me. I'll teach you the polka. It's lots of fun, you'll see. Johnny, oh Johnny, it's just 1, 2, 3. Feel great all over if you do the polka with me.
You can't get this kind of stuff just anywhere. And with that, we say so long. The August 27, 2021 edition of JC on the Line, the JC Corcoran podcast, is in the can. Don't forget, we're here every weekday morning at 7 o'clock. Binge listen whenever you feel like it. We archive everything here and also on various social media platforms. It's absolutely free. Email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com. Follow me on Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.